The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. It's time for the Business of Sports Minute, presented by Southern Company. Southern Company is building the future of energy for the customers and communities they are privileged to serve.
And we're talking about sports betting coming to Georgia. Marcus Wiedower is the representative from District 119 for the Georgia House of Representatives, and he is trying to get it going here. UGA grad, deeply involved with the basketball program there for a lot of years, five-time Ironman competitor as well. So this guy knows what it's like to compete in athletics. And Representative Wiedower, we appreciate you coming on. Talk about sports betting, and can it finally happen? I know you've been behind this for a while.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys having me. Yeah, I have been at it for a while, as your lead-in. I mean, it's been talked about long. It predates me down here. The reality is everybody knows people are betting right now on their phones. They're using VPNs. They're betting across state lines, getting around the geofencing that exists. We're losing tax dollars to the 38 states that have legalized this. We don't have any regulation around it whatsoever. So, we're allowing Georgians to be put in a situation where, they're going to black markets. They're not have no ability to protect themselves whatsoever. I mean, not granted, that's the risk they run. But, I think that this is an industry, obviously, that's not going away. I think we should put some safeguards around it, allow it legally. All the money goes straight into the lottery so we can continue to fund HOPE and pre-K programs.
That's it. So now that you've run the numbers on some of the states that have been doing it for a while, who gets up and opposes this? And what the hell does the opposition say to someone like you, not me, but to you in the building?
Well, I mean, I think the things that kind of derail this, right? I mean, number one is greed. I think that everybody wants a bite of the apple, right? And the reality is if you start carving that up, no program gets funded well, right? You get, whatever, it's the Oprah of bills, right? Everybody gets a car. And I think that just deters from what we all agree upon, which is providing quality education for kids in Georgia.
So where are as far as sports betting, yeah. Are we getting any closer?
So we're closer. I think we're as close as we've ever been. Of course, you'd say that every year until you pass it, right? But I really think that we've done a lot of educating of some of the guys that, are concerned with problem gambling. We've addressed that in the bill. We've addressed services that can be provided. We've also addressed, you're talking about the opposition. I mean, some of the worries about going after minors. We've got safeguards in the bill to protect that as well and be able to go after companies and fine them significantly if they engage in that kind of behavior. I feel like we're going to get it to the floor. It should come out of committee tomorrow afternoon, hopefully. And then hope we'd see it. Okay. We got 2 days left next week, Tuesday and Thursday. Committee days on Monday and Wednesday. So we will hopefully. This will probably be a day 40 kind of bill.
All right. When you go in with the paperwork, how many pre-K students do you believe you're talking about will continue to get that? And how much money to the HOPE scholarship? What do your numbers say?
Well, so you're looking at $100 to $150 million going into the lottery, additionally. The other part about this is, fortunately right now we're in a great economic state. HOPE is fully funded right now. So the money trickles down to only pre-K. I mean, that's the only program that constitutionally the money can be spent on. And when we've got kids that are still waiting for spots for state-funded pre-K, that's important. But there's also language in the bill that forces the hand of the lottery to actually deploy those dollars. They're sitting on a massive reserve right now that they have chosen to not use, not to be overly critical of them, but, there is a massive amount of money in that reserve that's not being deployed right now. the bill also addresses that and enables them to get that money out.
Does this have any casino language in it, or is it just for online state sports books?
Absolutely not. You know, I'm not. You know, there are people that really want casinos, and they think that that's where the real dollars come from. Maybe that's true. I'm just not a bricks and mortar guy. You know, if you pick up your phone, I mean, quite frankly, I'm not a betting guy. I don't bet on sports. Not something I'm interested in, but I don't mind if you do. And if you're going to pick up your phone right now, you can do it and bet on sports in Tennessee and North Carolina all around us. And you're not going to affect my lifestyle, right? Bricks and mortar, if I drive by, see a casino, it's obviously more inviting for people to stop in and engage in that behavior. You know, I'm just not for that, and it does not, it's not included in the bill at all.
But you're talking about from a business standpoint, like I know you mentioned the Super Bowl, March Madness, which is going on right now. Georgia's leaving millions, right? It's not an exaggeration on the table.
Not at all. Not an exaggeration at all. In fact, there's heat maps out there. You can see the number of bets that are attempted to be placed with online operators that get turned down. You know, now what that tells you is those people find a way to bet. They don't just get turned down and go, oh, well, gee, I can't bet in Georgia. They're going to go find their way. They're going to find a path to do that. And they do it through, like I said, like avoiding geofencing and VPNs. And we are leaving hundreds of million dollars on the table right now.
Do you think there's any way with a campaign, because I know the campaign is to please get to your representative and say that you have an interest in this. Most people won't do it, the letter writing part of it, the email part of it. Oh, it's too much confusion. I can't really get to it. Where do you place the odds right now of this actually coming to fruition?
I mean, I feel good about it. I've done, you know, that's where, you know, puts it on my shoulders, right, to make the lift. Quite frankly, to do radio spots like this is my fourth of the day, you know, all over the state, because I need people to reach out to their legislator. They're not going to do it as much because typically you see opposition stepping up for that, right? So it takes me really educating and getting with each and every legislator and make sure that their issues are addressed. I met with several today, some language that we're going to beef up some of the problem gambling language in the bill. You know, on their request. So one by one, I'm getting there, and we'll just see where it lands. I feel good about it, but next week will tell.
All right, let's finish with this. Do you want, or is part of the bill kiosks? Would you believe in building a sports book or multiple sports books anywhere in the state?
I do not. It's not in the bill, and I'm not a proponent for that, quite frankly.
But if it's on the phone and it's going to generate money, that's all that really matters. Marcus Wiedower, we appreciate you coming on, and best of luck. We'll keep an eye on how things shake out.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
The Business of Sports Minute, presented by our friends at Southern Company. You can check out all our interviews at 680thefan.com, thepodcastpark.com, or on the 680 The Fan app. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM, or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.